So what triggered the idea of wanting to make a show about her? What was so important for you to...
Yeah. As I said, in fact, when people are there, we only prend pour acquis.
So take them for granted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they're not there, you're slowly realizing their value. And that's what happened to me. The last album, I should say, I never heard of it before she died. It's after when I discovered it, I said, that's where she was, in fact, because I felt from the first album that we hear a lot. It was really popular. And the last album, I saw such an artist, a curve, a progression, someone who encountered herself.
Yeah.
And that was, for me, striking. And I should say, it was so beautiful. It was melancholic, but in a way, the last album, but such a quality, such a diversity of music, and such poetry. The poetry is wonderful. You know, we are talking about Leonard Cohen as a master of songwriting, but I think she's there too. And what I like about, it's like, I felt in her voice and in the words that, yes, she had found herself, and she was so intègre, yeah, that she communicates with us really directly to our soul. It's not, there's nothing superficial about her way she approached song. It's coming from deep and connect deep. Exactly what you're going to live tonight, I prevent you. It's talking to your soul. And that's why you will communicate with your soul all night long. And I should continue on one thing.
Yeah.
It's what was strike me also in this album, the last one. She wrote song about death, because death in Mexican culture, as I explained, it's really present. Mm-hmm. And it was in all her three albums, it was present, death. But in the last album, she talked about it, but those songs were dreamed, and they were inspired by talk with her father, which is really important. Tonight, she will talk about her father tonight. And she talked about what is to die. And I think that is a taboo in our society. But she speaks about it with such, I will say, a comforting angle. That really struck me. I'm an age where you begin to think, where are we going, you know? And she's the only person who was able to give me an insight on what it is and what's coming after, what's coming before too. But so I think this for me was her big contribution to humanity, to was able to talk about this societal taboo.